Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio today is Dr. Les Olala, Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College and co-host of the Word for Life program. And Doc, it's good to have you here, and especially good to have your guest.
It is so refreshing to hear the testimony of a man abandoned to the cause of Christ, and we want to continue hearing that story.
You described him as a walking biography.
Yeah, when you find a man 85 years old who is going back to the field with a one-way ticket, it is very convicting, especially to a very comfortable America. And we need to continue to hear what drove this man and what product that he saw for the cause of Christ in Africa.
And for those of you joining us perhaps for the first time, we're talking about Dr. John Dreisbach, who's been a missionary for over 60 years. He and his wife both used the tool that God had given them, totally surrendered it to him, a tool they could have used to earn accolades for themselves and to gain financial independence. But instead, they took that and gave it to the Lord. And through the use of their medical training, God opened up some wonderful doors in Africa. And so, Dr. Dreisbach, it's just a joy to have you here. And we've been delighted to hear the story of your life in this living biography that we've been doing on the radio.
I had mentioned earlier that the Lord opened a door that we had felt was closed. 25 years we had prayed for the privilege of taking the gospel to the unreached nomads of the desert. And in a miraculous way, because of climatic conditions, prolonged drought over a number of years, with tremendous needs of the people, the Islamic State of Niger actually invited my wife and I to come and minister among the very people that we had been praying for a quarter of a century. And with joy, we were able to go. We well recognized, had we gone when we first wanted to, we probably would have been a failure because we didn't know the language, we weren't acclimated to the climatic conditions, we weren't acquainted with Islam. But now, having spent 25 years in West Africa, working with Muslim people in the medical field, knowing the diseases and conditions of that part of the world, and fluent in the language, we had a ready access to the hearts and lives of these people. The government opened the door wide. Fact is, they put the whole Air Force to my disposal. There was one plane. And it was a very old one at that. But they flew me around to several sites that they felt was desperately in need and gave me the option of choosing where I would establish myself. And so the Lord, in a remarkable way, opened the door to minister to these nomadic people of the desert.
And the fruit of that were literally hundreds of people that came to Christ through the medical attention they received. And every time you did a medical procedure, you shared the gospel. And maybe it'd be good for our listeners to hear exactly how you did that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. These people were 100% Muslim that came to us. And they knew that we were people of prayer. Every time we had a clinic, every time we were in the wards of the hospital, we had a service and we prayed that God would give us skill to treat these people, that they would heal, but above all, that they would come to know Christ as Redeemer and Lord. And many, many times, patients would come to us that were being prepared for surgery and say, "Doctor, don't forget to pray." And, you know, that in itself was a tremendous door opener into the hearts of those people. I think you expanded the number of people a little bit. There wasn't hundreds up in the desert, but there were scores of people who did come to Christ. It was very fanatic. This area of Africa was one of the first areas evangelized, and I use that word evangelized to describe Muslim missionaries. After Islam had broken out of Arabia, they came to this part of Africa, and I have seen mosques that are close to a millennium in age. So it's been there for a long time, and they're bound by that religion.
You're really invading Satan's territory there.
it certainly was true, and we felt the warfare keenly. Mm.
The ministry that you had there, you were 8 years in the heart of the desert, and that is when you were really sent into these places for these 8 years during that time. That was in the heart of the Sahara.
It was indeed. Geographically, it was the country of Niger, and the government of that land had a rule at the time they invited us to come that no new missions could come into the country. If there was an attrition of existing missions, and there were a few, they could replace personnel, but they could not expand their work. But just my wife and I and our family, they didn't feel threatened by a big organization. And so they did open the door, but they never anticipated that any of their people would come to faith in Jesus Christ. Once they began to see that the people were responding to the gospel, then they became alarmed and threatened us by saying, "We want you to be here. We'll even build you a new hospital, but you can no longer preach at the hospital or clinic." My response was, "If I can't preach, I have no ministry." And we kept right on preaching, and souls were saved. And finally, the government came with force and closed our clinic and hospital, drove our patients off into the desert with whips and guns, many of them still at various stages of surgery or in casts for broken limbs and the like. And it was a very traumatic experience. And a film was produced by Bob Jones University Cinema Department entitled Beyond the Night, which is available in DVD format today, that tells the story of our being expelled from that part of the work. Why? Not because of the medical work, but because of the preaching of Jesus Christ.
You can go right to the website at Bob Jones University, www.bju.edu, and go to the link there that is to the press. And as you get into their press, they have all their video options. And just look for either Dr. John Dreisbach or Beyond the Night, and they will have an information on terms of how you can get that film. But it's an excellent film. And I was just thinking as you were sitting here, I have a son who's 11, and I've seen that film a number of times, but he's never seen it. And I'm going to get that and show that to him, because what a powerful story, not just of the life of a missionary, but of the power of the gospel to impact a place that is literally in spiritual darkness to the point that a government is going to come in and drive people out for the message.
But is it not also true that to this very day, many of those converts are being martyred for the cause of Christ?
It is true. Something that the media does not relate to us is the fact that there have been more martyrs for the cause of Christ in the past century than at all the centuries before of Christendom. And men that I personally led to the Lord, discipled, saw them into Bible school and eventually out into church planting ministries among Muslim people there in Africa. Those men are being martyred today for the cause of Christ. Their church buildings that they have built oftentimes with their own hands, bulldozed down, their congregations scattered. Persecution is very severe, and we need to pray. Those of us who know how to pray need to petition the Lord to put his hand of protection about these dear folk and succor them in the time of severe trial.
Dr. Dreisbach, as you were talking about the impact that the Lord allowed you to have through medicine with these wonderful folks and see many of them come to Christ, A lot of our listeners know Muslim people or people who have either been born into or have come to an Islamic understanding of faith. How would you suggest they witness to those people? What have you learned about reaching a Muslim for Christ?
Let me say several things negatively. One is, do not criticize Muhammad. Do not criticize the Quran. Do not fault their religious practices. And I, from a positive standpoint, from my experience, have found that the best way to reach out to Muslim people is to give your own personal testimony. I know what Christ has done for me. That's something they cannot refute. It's no good to debate with them. You need to give them what Christ has done for you, and he's willing and ready to do it for you if you will put your faith in Jesus Christ. So a personal testimony, I believe, is one of the most effective ways of reaching them, and it's best to do it one-on-one. And you must show in your life that you love these people.
That's key, isn't it?
They are sharp and quick to recognize whether you have a facade or whether it's the genuine thing. Ask God to give you a sincere love for these people. Christ loved them. He loved them enough to die for them, like he died for us. And we need to love them too. Love them into the kingdom.
Well, what a challenge that is, both to pray for those who are being martyred and pray for those yet unreached, both in the United States and around the world, under the influence of Islam, and those who have touched our lives, who are Muslims, that we would pray. And, boy, what a challenge to give ourselves to diligent praying. And those who are listening, wherever this broadcast is, whether you were in your car, whether you're a mom in the kitchen taking notes, put down and get your church praying, get your people praying for this ministry, and continue to pray for Dr. John Dreisbach as he is planning to go back to Africa as an 85-year-old missionary to continue to use the languages that God has allowed him to learn to continue to give the gospel in this world.
Doc, I'm so glad you shared some of that because, you know, I'll just be honest about my own approach sometimes, and I know our listeners would feel we get intimidated by this. And so thank you for sharing that. For those of you who are listening today would like to hear the entire series, go to our website, www.thewordforlife.org. You feel free to download what you find there under Dr. Dreisbach. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.